D is for Deadbeat by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1987 by Sue Grafton. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. Later, I found out his name was John Daggett, but that's not how he introduced himself the day he walked into my office. Even at the time, I sensed that something was off, but I couldn't figure out what it was. The job he hired me to do seemed simple enough, but then the bum tried to stiff me for my fee. When you're self-employed, you can't afford to let these things slide. Word gets out, and first thing you know, everybody thinks you can be had. I went after him for the money, and the next thing I knew, I was caught up in events I still haven't quite recovered from. My name is Kinsey Milhone. I'm a private investigator, licensed by the state of California, operating a small office in Santa Teresa, which is where I've lived all my 32 years. I'm female, self-supporting, single now, having been married and divorced twice. I confess I'm sometimes testy, but for the most part I credit myself with an easygoing disposition, tempered, perhaps, by an exaggerated desire for independence. I'm also plagued with the sort of doggedness that makes private investigation a viable proposition for someone with a high school education, certification from the police academy, and a constitutional inability to work for anyone else. I pay my bills on time, obey most laws, and I feel that other people should do likewise, out of courtesy, if nothing else. I'm a purist when it comes to justice, but I'll lie at the drop of a hat. Inconsistency has never troubled me. It was late October, the day before Halloween, and the weather was mimicking autumn in the Midwest, clear and sunny and cool. Driving into town, I could have sworn I smelled wood smoke in the air, and I half expected the leaves to be turning yellow and rust. All I actually saw were the same old palm trees.